We welcome you back into Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch, Rocco Nucci with you. And it's time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on the Elyria School District. And here to help us do that, my neighbor, the Elyria Superintendent, Ann Schloss. Ann, always great to have you on. How are you?
Good, Andy. Thanks so much for having me. I should say Andy and Rocco.
Well, we are pleased to have you on as always. And as always, there is no shortage of topics to discuss. There are just so many things happening here as we get to the tail end of the school year. One I'm sure we will all remember for all the bizarre reasons that have been brought to the forefront here the last couple of months. And let's start right there. How challenging have these last couple of months been for the district? And what would you say have been the most difficult aspects as a result?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, the most difficult thing was originally that just the short notice on really completely changing how we reach our students with learning. But as you know, with every challenge comes just amazing things. And I want to first and foremost just give a shout out to not only the students and families, but our amazing staff that has just come through at every turn. I couldn't be more proud of what's gone on. But really for us, it's just, we're doing a kind of a blend. We did pass out packets, the paper pencil approach. We delivered them straight to the houses, which took a lot of time and help from our bus contractors for student. But just meeting the needs of every student remotely is very difficult. We've used the online approach, the Google Classroom, the Zoom meetings, the, as I said, paper pencil. But as we all know, I don't know that anything is as good as face-to-face with your teacher, especially in that caring, nurturing environment that we provide day-to-day.
And a lot of these situations, and especially this one right now with the coronavirus, it tends to bring out both unfortunately, the worst, but also the best in a lot of people as well. In what ways do you think this has brought out the best here in Elyria?
Well, I've always known, because I've been here my whole life, I've always known what amazing people we have in this community and on the staff at Elyria City Schools. But some of the stories and day-to-day, all you have to do is scroll down on Facebook or scroll down on Twitter to see some of the extra special things our staff has done. I do want to highlight a few. Our food service workers are putting out 37,000 meals a week to our families. Our administrators are going to the lunch distribution areas and making sure that the students see these friendly faces. We have teachers and the custodial and maintenance workers that are working the food pantries with Second Harvest, where we're servicing 1,000 families every other week. And then again, our teachers and paras and everyone else that are just, the most important thing is that they're reaching our students and hearing each other's voices, seeing each other's faces. They're, showing up in their yards with signs or putting something on their porch. And you're absolutely correct, Andy and Rocco, that with every challenge brings just amazing things. And I couldn't be more proud of what the whole Elyria community has come up with. So.
Well, certainly a lot of great things, and it takes a lot of great people to make that work. Well, that number that really stood out, 37,000 meals a week. Is that what you mentioned?
Yes. Headed up by, Brian Kokai, our operations director, and Kyle and Mark and the Aramark and Barb and Aramark administration. But then all the food service workers for the Elyria schools are putting out these meals. And then our first student transports all the boxes to distribution sites throughout the community. So, yes, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we hand out 37,000 meals.
Wow. Wow, that is incredible. Just incredible. Well, right now, graduation and prom, two hot topics, because this senior year has been anything but traditional, and many believe that seniors in some way kind of get gypped, albeit inadvertently, but it seems like districts are trying to find unique ways to honor them. And I know that right now you've got tentative dates for both prom and graduation, but what kinds of plans can you share with us about how the graduation will be done later on in June?
Sure. Obviously, we do have the tentative dates to do the what you would consider the normal live graduation on June 23rd. But until then, what we're doing is what most people are calling somewhat of a virtual. We are planning on making a video that they can have as a keepsake. But what we are doing is over a two-week period, the students are coming in with their families and going through an actual ceremony where they will get their diploma and in their cap and gown from the administration in the Performing Arts Center so that their parents and family members can see them. And then what we are also doing is giving them a chance to go out to the field, Ely Stadium, to get those, what is traditional, those pictures under the arch and in front of the Pioneer sign. You know, I met on a Sunday in a Zoom conference with the senior class officers because I really felt it was necessary to hear from them. And they've been meeting all along with the administration at the high school. But let them be a part of the planning. And what was most near and dear to their heart was having some element from the stadium. Because if you've ever been to one of Elyria High's graduation ceremonies, they're just absolutely beautiful, very traditional, a lot of history. And we wanted to at least do what we could to put, you know, them out there. So I think we have the best of both worlds. It's not ideal, but we're still going to try and do something at the end of June if the governor, you know, lifts the crowd requirements. We have a larger class than a lot of schools do. So we have 450 graduates coming. So we're really excited in what we're doing, although not, as I said, ideal, but at least it's something.
Again, we're being joined by Elyria Superintendent Ann Schloss here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. I want to go back to something you just mentioned about talking with the class officers in the Zoom meeting that you had, and they really wanted to make sure that at least a portion of the ceremony, however it goes down, includes the stadium. I think that's fascinating because this particular class really had the opportunity to see that new stadium built from the ground up. And it feels like they've really kind of taken to that facility as their own.
Absolutely. A lot of them, you know, we have families that have been in Elyria for a long time and we remember their own parents that, you know, even though it wasn't right on that field, you know, the old field, but there's so much tradition there. And it is just absolutely gorgeous when we put the EHS in the middle of the field and everything. So, again, we wanted to honor their wishes as much as we could. You know, obviously there are parameters that we've been handed down, but it was important to let them be a part of it. And the stadium is very near and dear to all of them.
Well, you guys have a lot of community events coming up next week, and it seems like there will be parade elements involved in all of these. So who all is being celebrated next week? Who all is involved with the whole process?
Well, we have, you know, with how big our city is and how many students we had, we had to break the city up into four quadrants, and we're doing two quadrants on two different days. So on Monday at 9 a.m., there is going to be a parade, which includes buses, cars, and the police in the south and east side of town. And then on Wednesday, it's the north and west side of town, starting at 9 a.m., and it'll probably take us between 2 and 3 hours to get through the parade of going up and down some streets, waving to our students and getting to see their bright and shiny faces, which we miss very much. And then on Friday, I believe that's the 15th, the teachers and staff from Elyria High School are going to be out in some cars and buses putting in the annual Pioneer graduate sign. So we're looking really forward to that. It's something we've done for years, and the staff enjoys doing that. So be on the lookout. They will be putting one in your yard if you're a graduate.
Awesome. Yeah, certainly sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I suppose on a bit of a more negative note, some difficult news earlier this week, to say the least, coming down from Governor DeWine. Mm-hmm. You know, the K-12 state budget, a $300 million hit there. Any idea how that can affect Elyria? What are you able to share with us on that?
Well, actually sat in a meeting this morning with all the Lorain County superintendents and all of us together, you know. It was a bit, obviously we know money is an issue right now through everything that's going on. We were a bit surprised that education got hit so hard, seeing how we're having to do more and more things and differently than we do them, which often costs more money. Elyria lost about $1.1 million over just a two-month period. And I don't know if everyone understands that, but what they're doing is they're taking it from the last 2 months of the fiscal year, so we won't get that. Which makes it very difficult because it's, I guess, essentially taking money away that we thought we had. So obviously we're going to have to tighten our belts a bit and look at where we can make cuts in spending, or, you know, looking at different ways of funding things. We're real creative when it comes to grants and looking at ways to, you know, offset some costs. But right now, we're working as a team. We have some meetings next week to really look at the impact and what we'll do to make ends meet.
Well, we can end on a much lighter or perhaps a bit more exciting note, because these are going to be some really interesting times and some really fun times over the next couple of years in the Elyria School District, because there are a lot of new facilities on the horizon. Anybody that's been able to drive around town, you've had the opportunity to see these facilities be built from the ground up. And, you know, we're not that far removed from these facilities being fully functional. And what can you tell us about the updates on these new facilities?
So exciting. It's unfortunate that we're going through what we're going through right now, but the three Ely, the K-4 Ely, K-4 Hamilton, and the K-8 Northwood campus are all scheduled to open. September 8th, I believe, is our first day of school with students, and we're really excited. You know, we had a couple little delays during, you know, the COVID period, but we've seemed to be full strength again, and I don't think it's going to change the schedule. At least that's what we've all been told. And we're on time as far as the open. So we're excited. I've been in them. I'm going in them again next week. And, boy, our students are and staff are really going to have an opportunity to learn in such a 21st century learning setting. It's going to be awesome.
Can you expand on that for just a second, too? Because I think everybody's got a different idea as to what they perceive as 21st century learning. And I know you've told us this before in discussing mm-hmm. the new facilities, but, you know, I think what's happened the last couple of months perhaps could change the way people view and execute education moving forward. But I think new facilities like this certainly mm-hmm. give the school district another avenue and another instrument to show just how incredible this could be in the 21st century.
Absolutely, and quite honestly, it actually lends to social distancing a little bit, because in each studio of the grade levels, there is what's called an ELA, extended learning area, where students have space to move around and learn in different ways. 21st century learning is all about using the skills like collaboration, critical thinking, problem solving, using tools like technology and artistic ability and things like that, that give them the skills they need to be successful citizens beyond school. And I think that the way we design these buildings and the opportunities students are going to have, it lends to more of like a workspace type atmosphere. It's not just open concept like they were in the 70s. It's really a collaborative setting for learning. And boy, wait till you get in there. I'd love to do a show from one of the new buildings with both of you once we open, because I think it would be really cool for everyone to see.
Well, that sounds like a plan, and I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, absolutely, when the new facilities open up. Well, we are looking forward to seeing these new facilities, and as you mentioned, we'll do one of the afternoon shows from one of these new facilities one of these days, too. Looking forward to that. And always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for giving us a few moments of your time. We certainly hope that you and yours are staying safe and healthy during these trying times, and again, we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Ann. Again, that's Ann Schloss, Elyria Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and take a break. Rocco and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.